Hey, Ma. We're starting the 12 Days of Christmas early this year. From October 11th to December 28th, we're giving you our top 12 Moms Actually episodes from the past three seasons as we get ready for, wait for it, season four. So whether you're a new listener or part of the Ma community, take a listen, share with a friend, and don't forget to rate and review. Ready to spin the block with us? Let's get into today's episode.
I've been a mom for 24 years. So like having a baby now and my daughter is a mom and has a one-year-old too. Yeah. That's been the biggest change because, you know, this is the age where I should just be, you know, kind of like done.
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
Hey, Ma, welcome to Moms Actually, and today is actually our season finale.
It is. It's our last episode.
This is it for season two's last episode.
Yes.
Not forever.
Yes, that's true.
I'm Blair, and these are my co-hosts.
Yep, Morgan Taylor.
Sopa Rush.
And we have two special guests today,
mother-daughter
duo. We have Emily B, designer and stylist. And we have Taina, who is a beautiful, well-known influencer.
Yes.
And Emily B has four kids.
Oh, yeah.
Four babies. And Taina's got two.
Yes.
So I have six babies.
You got six babies.
So I have six.
Oh,
she's adding them together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, are you
doing? Right.
What do they call you?
They call me Mimi.
They call
Mimi.
Me.
That's cute.
Love that. Mama and Mimi.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So to start this episode, we're going to play a little game. So this is why we have these beautiful paddles.
Oh, I was looking at these.
Like, so, what, like, what is this?
Yeah. The paddle. No, we were going to.
Yeah.
But
so we're going to play a game. I'm going to ask some questions. If it is gold, that means yes, you agree.
Okay.
If it is white, that means no, you don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of in the middle, you know, figure it out or whatever.
Okay.
But your first answer is the real answer. So just go
with
it.
Yep.
Okay. So the first question, do you like your body better before kids or after kids?
Well, how would you answer?
Well, let's say before is gold.
Okay.
And after is white.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with gold.
I'm going to go gold.
Gold.
Before.
Gold.
Do you think you were selfish before kids or after? Do you think you were more selfish before kids?
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't have time to be.
I think I'm less.
Before kids,
no, I don't even remember what before.
I'm not.
I didn't realize I was selfish till I had kids, so I might have been selfish, but I didn't know.
But when I got married, I was super selfish.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't feel like I was selfish.
No,
no?
I felt like I was the most amazing person ever.
I don't even remember. This was so long ago.
Yeah.
Do you think you had more patience before kids? Yes or no?
Wait. Gold
yes.
I mean,
it's just how you felt.
Yes.
Not whether it's true.
I have no patience, yes.
No.
Oh.
Yes. I didn't have.
No.
Okay.
Did I have a lot more patience now.
Now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you? Okay, go. Nope, go.
Did you enjoy the idea of sex more before kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
100%.
I don't know.
I was about to say. Yeah. I don't know.
I like them both.
Yeah.
Did it feel different after kids?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think so. Y'all did?
Yeah.
Sure. I did.
Everything
I
moved,
grew up.
Changed.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, y'all don't understand the question.
Oh, that's I must not. What you talking
did
about?
It feel
that's
different.
It.
So we're here.
Well, yeah.
Okay, we're here.
Yeah,
oh, sex. I think y'all talking about life. Oh, okay.
No.
I knew that. I'm like,
wait,
no.
Wait, wait,
wait.
We was on the
same page. Okay, we on the same page, Jess.
You said
did you go out more, like go out and do more stuff with your life before kids?
Yes.
No. I do
way more now.
Yeah. I need to live my life.
Not me. No. I was a teenager. I didn't have a life before kids. I go out with more now than before.
Yeah.
Okay. So some of us have multiple kids, so we'll see how this one pans out. But did you plan your babies?
No.
No.
Sort of.
I did.
Really? Oh, that's so cute.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
No, very nice.
Very nice.
My kids are going to get my birth control phase. Is motherhood what you imagined it would be?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I thought I would have it on lock. I thought it was going to be easy.
Yeah. I mean, I love it, but, like, I didn't know.
You didn't what know? It was going to be.
What did you think mm-hmm. it was going to be?
I don't know. Like, I really cannot answer that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know. I just...
You're just like,
so you jumped in. You just
yeah,
didn't
I just
have
jumped
anything
in.
To expect or not expect.
Exactly.
Okay. So. See, when I came in, I thought I would have it locked because I'm very organized. I'm very together. I can, like, do 20 things at once.
These
kids beat my butt. I hated it. I was running away from my kids. My mother-in-law, if she forgot something in, like, we live, like, on the... between two states. Mm-hmm. If she forgot something in Georgia and I was in South Carolina, I'd be like, I will go get it for you. I would drive 2 hours so I could get away from my kids.
Yeah. Just oh, to, wow. Like, my kids are so spread out. Each of my kids are born in a different decade.
Oh, wow.
They're wow. so spread out.
How does that work, though?
So since you planned it, did you wanted them that far apart?
Well, yeah. Every time I was like, oh, I think it's time. It's a long time.
I think got something to
when
say.
When I was a right.
them kids came out. No, they were just she asked like me all spread it out.
No. She asked me if I planned.
But they're like all 7 years
oh,
apart.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was 7 years apart, right?
No, more. I'm
when
nine.
I,
she's
well,
ten,
yeah. younger
she's
one.
10 years.
10 years.
Okay. 10 years wow. apart for my first son. Is 17 years apart from the second and 22 years apart from the last one.
Good Lord.
So, yeah. It's been
you've been a mom.
Lots
yeah,
of mothering.
Been a long
how
ride.
Are you?
Yes. Yeah.
So you might have felt like you were ready for motherhood.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I was going to say. When she had my youngest brother, Jonas, he's 7.
Yeah.
When she had him, that was like my first child.
Aww.
Yeah. See, the oldest one, mm-hmm. Johan, he is 14, but we were like brothers and sisters. Okay. Like, I didn't
they
raise
like
him.
They were the same age.
Yeah. But when she had Jonas, it was like completely different. It was like, this is my child.
Aww.
But now that I'm a mom, it's like completely different.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it's like, that's still my brother at the end of the day.
You can't give away.
Exactly. I give him away when I'm done. And then, so it's completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her baby.
Yeah, but that was my baby. That was my firstborn.
Aww.
Like. Yeah.
So, Emily, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
What change had the biggest impact on you?
What change?
Like in motherhood or just...
Well, I think having a baby at 39. You know, I've been a mom for 24 years. So, like, having a baby now and my daughter is a mom and has a one-year-old, too.
Yeah.
That's been the biggest change because, you know, this is the age where I should just be... you know, kind of like done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think this is the first time in my life where I don't have a nanny. Like I don't, I'm at like almost like a stay at home mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is the biggest change for me. It's been life changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the pandemic and you know, she was a pandemic baby.
For sure.
So it's
for
been
sure.
a lot.
What's it like having kids the same age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird. Let me tell you something. Like, it's been hard because I try to juggle.
Yes.
It's like when she's visiting me or I'm visiting her, I still have a baby. So it's,
it's not
but
the
you still
got
to be Mimi.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's
she's
not the same.
Babies.
So when she had my sister, I was actually pregnant. Mm-hmm. I was like 7 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be weird. I'm like, this is going to be super weird that... she's gonna be like a baby.
Yeah.
Like how many months was Journey?
She's
like eight months older than my son.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was so weird. And then when I had the baby and she would come, it was like she always still had a baby.
Aww. Yeah.
So she couldn't like be attached to me for 100%.
Yeah.
So she dropped our kids off with.
Yeah,
grandma.
Exactly. She
right.
still had a baby.
Yeah. Well, just imagine now. She has 2 babies,
yeah.
and I
yeah.
still have a baby.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
thank God she has a nanny.
It's not like she could just, like, dedicate all her time
like she has
to
my baby.
So she didn't plan that for you. She didn't plan, like,
no.
she didn't plan the nanny out.
Well, she just
out.
Left my, she just it. Actually left my house, and she brought her nanny. I was like, thank God for her nanny, because how on earth was I going to have these 3 babies in here?
Oh, I don't know.
So it's a lot.
Yeah. My mom and my grandma were pregnant at the same time, too.
Are you
when they were, yeah.
Okay,
so
that's kind of similar to me, too.
It was.
My mom, when she was born, had a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
So my mother was also a teen mom. My mom had me very young. So I kind of grew up with my mom. And then when my mother had a 1-year-old, she was born. So it was the same thing. My mother was like, I can't babysit. I have a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I love that.
And we were like brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
See, I was my only child. I don't know any of this. I
just
grew up all by myself. I didn't even grow up with a cousin. Like, I was very lonely. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But the motherhood piece of it, though, I feel like you guys are not only like mother and daughter, but you're like sisters probably.
Yeah, we grew up.
Because the relationship part is a lot different.
I grew up with, like, we grew up together.
Yeah.
I was always kind of like,
I'm like the cool mom. Like I was always the open book with her. Yeah. Always told her all my business. She was my little therapist, you know, all that. Aww. So now that she's an adult, it's like we're
tell
really close.
Yeah. That's what I want with my daughter. I want
but she actually, daughter. We're like, we hang, we like the same stuff. We like the same clothes, yeah. music. Mm-hmm. We hang out with the same places. Yeah. We actually have a lot of conflict now because she's like, I always introduce her as my daughter.
Yes.
And she gets mad. She's like, you're baby.
You're my daughter.
Exactly.
No, like in what setting?
I'm it's like, how you're my daughter.
Okay, what did she say?
Well,
you're Emily.
She'll introduce me to someone. She's like, this is my daughter. Oh, this is my daughter. Look
but
at my daughter.
Are.
Look
you
at
are.
Her.
You
my
are.
Name is Taina.
Oh. Oh. She says, this is Taina, my daughter. Yeah. Maybe yeah. afterwards. Not, this is my daughter.
I can't help it. Oh. I can't help it. It's like, that's what you are. So it's mm-hmm. like, what else am I supposed to do? It's like.
But I just feel like. When she does that, I feel like a child.
Yeah.
And so
she's an adult.
Not a child.
She's an adult now.
Yeah. And she's and especially on social media, she says they always associate her with being my daughter. And she's like, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
You know,
you
I'm a mom too.
I have my own name. Yeah. Like, I'm Taina.
I know,
I'm
but she's still my daughter.
So how did you prepare your daughter, Taina, for motherhood? Like, what did she give you any
She Let me tell you, this girl, since she was... She's been in the kitchen since she was 10 years old, cooking, cleaning. Mm. She's very domestic.
Yeah.
She always knew how to do everything herself. She does hair, makeup, everything. Mm-hmm. So it was like she was always prepared to be a mom. Yeah. You know, she used to help me with Jonas, and she just has a natural
motherly.
Yeah. She's a nurturer.
Yeah.
So she didn't need any advice. She was already on the money.
But what happened when the baby actually came, though?
Oh. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Okay, so all of my mom's children are very calm.
Oh, you had my children.
So my son, when he came out, it was just like, why are you crying? What is happening?
Yeah.
Like,
call me
I would call in the middle
in the
of the
morning.
Night, like, he's crying.
We'll be crying together, me and the baby, just crying. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I drove 8 hours to Virginia once because my baby wouldn't be quiet. I didn't know
are
what to
serious?
Do. I drove home to my parents.
No.
I would call her in the middle of the night, like, I don't know what's wrong with him.
He had colic.
Yeah.
And he was like, I had never experienced
I
didn't even
doctor.
Know what to do with it.
No, I took him to the doctor. They said he had a behavioral issue.
A baby?
Yeah.
A baby.
Yeah. They said, oh, nothing's wrong
you
with
him. You
never
went
just,
back to
it's
them
just how
ever
he
again,
asked.
Did you?
No, if he really
you
did.
You never went back to that doctor ever
No,
again.
He really did have a behavior issue.
No.
How does a baby have a behavioral issue? Mimi.
He did. No, she would call me. I would call my girlfriend.
Wait,
like,
no, wait, let
you
me
giving
tell
her
you.
A run for her money.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted a baby.
Payback.
No, I'm like, when she got the real deal. Like,
when
he was no joke.
4 months.
Uh-huh.
He completely changed. Mm-hmm. He is the most calm baby.
Oh. And he's so happy.
So happy. Mm-hmm. So nice. Like, I don't know. Like,
so it's probably
it was just like him. Maybe he wasn't used to the world. I don't know. He's like, where am I? Put me back
I was
in
like,
your
oh,
stomach.
No, here you go. Yeah. I got my own baby.
It's
here you go.
Thing.
It was hard.
It was hard. And then my boyfriend, he has a son already, and his son was nothing like that.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't know. I don't know
right.
what
I don't
to
got
do.
For you.
I don't know how to help you.
Yeah.
So we were both just struggling. But it was like for a good 3 months. But then I got the hang of it, and it was like.
Yeah. I've never
and
had
then
the
you
hang
went,
of it.
You went
it
got pregnant.
Right. Exactly.
Right. I was like, girl, I don't know like, how you did that.
How many
like
months
I said,
apart are your kids?
Huh?
How many months apart are your kids?
11 months and like 2 weeks.
I went in mine 13 months apart.
Yeah.
I didn't succeed.
Irish twins.
Okay, so how is it having two back to back? Like, how close are they?
They're 11 months and like 2 weeks apart.
That's crazy.
So
Irish
Ooh,
that's
twins.
The dream.
Yes.
I wanted
the
that.
Dream.
I wanted that. I wanted that badly.
At first, I was scared because I'm like, hold up, I'm a new mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Baby, what's
I don't know, but you know what? I don't regret it because I couldn't like punk out.
Yeah.
True. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know how babies hit like terrible twos and they're like, oh, I'm not having any more kids.
Yes.
I didn't have a choice. It was like, you're going to experience both of these. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I like it. They're going to grow up together and be super close. They're already like super close, even though my son is a bully.
Oh, it's just a thing. I actually had to ask people if my daughter was a bully. I literally asked that on Facebook. I was like,
is
my daughter a bully?
He gets close to her. He pulls her hair. He tries to bite her.
And he'll look at you and he'll go.
My son pulled out my daughter's whole braid from her scalp.
That's how my boys are.
Yeah, when he was a baby.
But she's so used to it.
Oh,
so she's just like,
Yeah.
She's like, get him. Like,
until she gets older, she's going to get him back.
My baby
boy. He does the same thing to mine, too. Yeah. She's like, get him. She's older, and she's still terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any advice or do you guys have any encouragement for anyone, a mom who is just getting into motherhood or that's been in it that could really use some encouragement?
Mine, it's just you just have to have a lot of patience.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, now there's this whole new thing called gentle parenting.
Hey, what do you think about that?
What do you like? I saw a meme yesterday. Said, I'm trying to gentle parent, but my kids ain't gentle. I think you just have to know your children. It's gentle parents and whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's out the window with mine, but you know, you just have to know your kids. Yeah. You know, you have to have a lot of patience.
You're a gentle parent. Wait. With Journey.
Oh my God. Okay, so now
Journey got it easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, she's gonna be able to steal her car at 18, sneak out. She has it easy. Each kid, she gets less, easy. More stern, more stern.
Yeah. It's true because I'm older now. It's like I was, first of all, Tyena was not to, you know, she was the most perfect child. Aww. Like she had an attitude, but she never did anything like crazy. Like I never experienced like the crazy teenage stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and I was tough on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but when now with my daughter Journey, it's just like, I don't know. I just don't have it in me to be like
rough.
I'm older now. Yeah. So, like I have a lot more patience. I have a lot more patience now as a mom at 17 than I do now at 41.
Yeah.
Like I'm just a different person.
Some things my brother says to her, I'd be like, if I said that, I would have got dragged.
Dragged.
Oh my God.
But so, I just learn from my mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and I just learned that you know you don't have to do all that. You know, it's all about communication. Like, talk to your kids.
Are you the mom that you thought you'd be? So far,
I don't know.
What kind of mom did you think you'd be? You were
super like, Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Girl.
All the fruits. And I thought I was going to be like that until I had my kid. I'm like, you know, what do you want? Let's do it your way. Like,
well, just so you know, Eggos already makes Mickey Mouse shake.
Exactly. I have those.
Exactly.
I have those. No, she definitely was going to be one of those like Pinterest moms.
Yeah. Yes. That's the word.
That looks so cool on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. It looks
cute. It does. So it's cool. I don't know how they do it. I have a girlfriend that she's absolutely her mothering is perfection.
Yes.
And I look at her
bedtime like, at 7:30.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
You think she's really sane?
Nah. Her is by the book.
Yeah. One of the questions we asked though in the game is the body thing. So we all were like,
oh, our body before baby.
The body before baby and the body after baby. Like when it comes to the before and after,
I should definitely talk about that.
What's your take on that?
Okay, so I really liked my body before, but I took advantage of it because I didn't know.
Yeah, you
I thought I was fat. I'm like, no, I was skinny.
Yeah.
Abs, like, it was
crazy.
She had
the perfect body. I can't remember.
But now people, they say they like my body.
I mean, look at your body.
Like, they like my weight on me. But
you're not used to it.
I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
Yeah.
So you have moments where you're like, okay, I don't want to. Like, did you?
I don't want to be like too skinny. No, I don't ever want to go back to being super skinny. Yeah. Like, I was super skinny in my face. Like, I don't like that. Like, I like my weight in my face. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my stomach. Yeah. With my first child, I didn't get stretch marks.
Yeah.
With
the second child, no.
Second child, she stretched me out so bad.
They say girls steal your beauty.
She stole it all.
No, she didn't.
She gave me stretch marks. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I thought that I wasn't going to stretch out because I just had a baby.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm still, like, elastic. Yeah. Like, a baby girl.
She said elastic. Right.
No. She stretched me out.
Yeah.
So it's definitely different, but I'm getting used to it. It doesn't like really bother me like that.
I don't even know.
I was gonna say you were like 16, so you're going through bodily changes.
My body wasn't even fully developed when I had her.
Yeah,
she was the only child that gave me stretch marks. Now they're like non-existent.
What about you, Sopha?
I think I struggled a lot with like everything shifting to different places and like not feeling like my most confident. So I always used to hide my body in very loose clothing.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to like really enjoy the weight that I have now.
Yeah.
I've been 4 years in motherhood. So Yeah. Grown them. Mm-hmm.
I definitely could. I definitely, after this fourth child, like, this is the first time I've had a little pouch in my stomach. And, you know, I'm just embracing it. I just know my angles for that.
I
suck it out real fast, but it's the first time I've had, like, a stomach.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. It's like, whatever. You know?
Yeah. At this point, well, no, I did smart lipo. I got my boobs reduced. I did some things to feel more.
Oh, that's
confident.
Another thing.
Yeah.
I was completely flat chested.
Oh, so these are new.
These are brand new.
Yeah, thanks to the babies.
And I'm like, oh, why are they here?
Yeah.
She hates them.
I hate them.
Yeah.
She I get like a reduction.
I'm not used to them. Yeah. And I breastfed for a little bit.
I was going
to
say, your babies are still young, so it might, you never know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go away for people. Sometimes they stick around.
Do you want more?
Oh, yeah.
She said, a question to ask me right now.
let me live with this.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I feel like I have my pair, my boy and my girl.
You
so
do.
It's like
perfect.
That's perfect.
I got what more can I ask?
Did you try for the girl or you didn't?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I manifested her. I wanted a girl so bad. You know, her father, he didn't have he raised her, of course, but he didn't have a little girl, biological daughter. And, I always said I wanted four children. My grandmother had four kids. My mom had four kids. So I was like, I was 39, like I said. So it was like, it's now or never.
Yeah.
So I tried and I got the girl that I wanted.
Did you wait to find out or you found out at the...
Immediately.
Oh.
I gotta know.
I waited to find out for both of mine.
No.
I did a gender reveal for my first one. My second one, I was like, no, I want to know right now.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting.
Yeah.
Wow. We knew he was a boy. We knew he was a boy. I was like, it's a boy.
And I knew my second was a girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
I don't know. I just like...
She just knew.
I just knew something. Thing. I was like, no, this is a girl.
Yeah. And it was.
Oh, my gosh. No, my nephew, when I was pregnant with my first, we all thought it was a boy because we only have boys in our family. And my nephew walked up to me. He was probably like 3 or 4. And he said, you're having a girl. I can see her. Mm-hmm. And that freaked me out. And she ended up being a girl. Oh, it was really creepy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, prophetic.
Yeah. But
you've said a couple times, like, all I know is being a mom. Like, I don't know what it was before. But, like, now that you're a mom and you've had your kids, like, do you have plans for what your life is going to look like? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, after? Like, do you feel
never
like...
Ends.
It never ends.
Yeah, 18 years.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter's not even 2 yet.
But you know how some people, like, they kind of wait. They feel like they have to wait to, like, do more with their lives. Like, we hear it all the time. Like, I have kids, so I got to, like, only be a mom. Like, do either one of you ever feel that pressure?
No.
Or you're like, no, I'm going to still live my life. I'm still going to do things.
You know, it's, you have to know how to juggle. You know what I mean? But... like I said, this is the first time where I don't have help.
Yeah.
I need to get some help.
I was going to say, what made you decide that? Because I need help.
No, because I was just,
so much.
I mean, to be completely transparent, I had a nanny from since she was like 10 years old, and she had a stroke. So I had her for 13 years, and she had a stroke, and it completely changed my life because I realized, like, you had help, girl.
Yeah.
So this is the first time. You know, when I had Journey, it was like, you know what? I could do this. This is my, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I've been doing just fine.
Oh, God bless you.
I didn't have a nanny my first year of parenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She just got one after the baby.
I got one literally right when I had her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, I need help. My son is a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have been struggling.
Yeah.
He's still, like, anytime I pick her up, he's like, I want some attention too. Pick me up. And it's just hard. So, but my first year of parenting, it was just me.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law will help me.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Did you ever feel like your friendships changed at all once your motherhood, like when you were in the, or do you feel like I didn't really miss the friendship piece?
She already got the answer. Yeah, she already got the answer.
Look at her face.
Well, my best friend, she has 2 kids, but she lives in New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But all of my friends here in LA, none of them have friends. None of them have babies.
Yeah.
And they're free. They get to do whatever they want, dinner. Mm-hmm. I went through a really tough time when I had my son because they wasn't inviting me anywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
But they didn't understand. Yeah. They're like, but you have a baby. I can't invite you anywhere. Yeah. You just had a baby.
Want the invite.
But I still want the invite to decline
so
you.
I'm going to say no.
You should still invite me.
Yeah.
So that was, like, really tough. Like, I would get into it, and I'll be like, you don't come and see my son as much. Like, that was, like, a thing with me. But now they're used to it, so it's, like.
I was going
to
say, also, technically, like, what year was he born? You had, like, a baby born in the pandemic time. Like,
kind of at the end of the pandemic. It was at the end. It was not deep into it.
Okay. So people were still coming through. They just weren't coming.
Well, for me, having a child as a teen, you know, I got to miss all the, you know, everything. Parties, proms, everything. Hanging out with your friends. So I never really got, I got kind of rushed into being an adult. Yeah. So, my life started after I had her. Best thing.
Not in a way like that you wouldn't have her, but what do you think your life would be like if you had it?
Oh, my God, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. She was my motivation for everything I have and have done. Everything.
See, that's why you're her baby. See?
Right.
Right. Like, if I always, like, hustled, and I always was like, you know, this girl I never want for anything. Mm-hmm. So it was like I always had to make sure that I, you know, I gave to her. So she was always my motivation. So I don't know what life would have been like.
Yeah,
I don't know where it would be. Yeah. Wow. Best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh,
so cute.
No, I know. Seriously, I actually planned her like as a teenager. I planned her. That's crazy. A whole nother story. She can't get into this.
You know, when you're 16, you think you've grown. You think you make it very.
Well, my mom had like a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I was like slaving in the house. Like, my mom's gonna kill me for saying this, but I was like always like cooking and cleaning. My mom worked full time, and I was like, shh, might as well have my own baby.
That's what you said?
Yes.
That was
so bad.
That's supposed to be the motivation not to have it.
It's so bad. But I had a boyfriend at the time.
And you thought you loved too.
I was like, shh, I could do this. Yeah. And I literally planned it, and I had her.
That's how it goes.
And
I had.
Yeah, my mother was always like, you better not get pregnant.
Yeah.
Because my mom was a teen mom as well. Mm-hmm. She was like, if you get pregnant, you got to get out of here. Like, I was like, oh, that's all I got to do?
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
I swear it's horrible. I was like, oh, so if I get pregnant and I have a baby, I get to leave?
Oh, with the baby?
With the baby.
So, no, I got pregnant. Luckily, my mom said, you ain't going nowhere.
Oh.
I was like, oh, God. Like, it backfired on me. But
yeah. See, at least you were spoiled with a, you know, a calm, chill baby.
That's not happening.
Baby. They were like, your baby's so alert. And I was so excited to hear that because I felt like that meant my baby was smart.
Yeah.
And I just realized that meant my baby was going to cause me lots of issues.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Give me a sleepy, calm baby.
Yeah. Yes. She was definitely always a motivation for me. So I don't know what life would have been like.
Yeah.
She's always been there.
That's so cute. You guys have been a joy to be with. I'm really excited that you guys were able to join us for our very last episode. Wow. What a way to close it out. This, I know you don't like it, but this month is
you
guys, no, seriously, it's really nice because it's. I know for me, I have a daughter, two daughters, and I like. Mm-hmm. I always think, like, I want my daughters, when they 100%. Grow up, to always want to, like, hang out with me, want to, like, be friends and all of that stuff. Because it is. I don't understand why people are like, I don't want to be friends with my kid. I do. Like, I do. Like, there's going to be a certain amount of parenting, and I'm going to raise them well and all of that. But I absolutely want to be friends with my daughters. Yeah. So this is so amazing to
it's
see.
It's not always that friendly, but.
Do y'all argue?
Oh, my God. A lot.
Wait, see?
A lot.
That's part of friendship.
Yeah, that's like.
That means someone's being honest.
Yeah.
Yes. But we get along too.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah.
For the
healthy.
Most part.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good balance.
It's a good balance.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us at Moms Actually Where Motherhood Meets
Sisterhood.
We appreciate you, and we will see you next year.
Bye.
That's good.
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?